One of the most significant pieces of assistive technology news of the year so far was the merger of Pulsator International and Visuaid to form the new Humanware Group. Marlena Lieberg spoke to Jonathan Mosen about what's new with the Braille Note and Humanware. After welcoming Jonathan back on ACB Radio, Marlena inquired of Jonathan if Humanware would be responding to the so-called note-taker comparison session hosted by Freedom Scientific at this year's CSUN conference.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be back, Marlena.
It's nice to have you back. So I caught up with you a little bit after the PacMate Braille Note session, the comparison session. We did catch your audio at the end of the session, during which you said that Humanware would be responding to the session. And I wonder if that's happening, when we might see that, etc.
Yes, it is happening, and I plan to be working on that over the next little while. We've got a number of projects underway at the moment, and obviously our full focus has to be on getting the products out to customers. But I do intend to take a look at the paper in detail and respond, and we will get that out there. We'll publish it on our website. I do think that it's unfortunate for the entire industry, really, when something is billed as something that it clearly is not. I've got no problem with a session at a conference like the CSUN conference. If somebody wants to put a session together and say why X product is better than Y and here's why you should buy it, and that the marketing people from X product is involved, then that's fine. You know, we all know what it is. But I think when you masquerade as an objective comparison and have one of the companies so clearly involved in the distribution of materials at the event and the preparation of that material, then it really does bring the entire industry, and particularly those involved in the deception, into disrepute.
All right, then we will look forward to your response. Let's move on and let's talk about what's new with the Braille Note.
Well, what's new is that we have Keysoft 6.1, which is a significant upgrade to Keysoft, which is a software that runs on the Braille Note family of products and is really designed to maximize the productivity and efficiency of blind people. So we have a lot of professionals using Braille Note because they know that what's important is getting information into and out of the device with maximum efficiency and not being encumbered by a graphical interface. And so in Keysoft 6.1, what we've actually done is, I think, a first to the best of my knowledge, and that is that we've created a completely accessible operating system upgrade. With versions of Windows that you run on your computer, you can do some pretty clever things with scripts and automate the process to some extent, but there will always come a point where you lose access to information about how the upgrade is proceeding, because maybe your computer reboots and there's no accessible way of finding out what's progressing, and you just hold your breath and hope for the best. So with this operating system upgrade, which takes Braille Note users from Windows CE 2.12 up to Windows CE 4.2, you do get progress all the way through the operating system upgrade. You can see on the Braille display the percentage increasing. There's a little hourglass that shows you that things are progressing. And there is also a series of tones to let you know that the upgrade is progressing, which increase in pitch as you go. So we're really proud of that we've made it accessible. And then once you get the operating system installed, we install the new version of Keysoft, which offers support for wireless networking. That includes secure connections using wired equivalent privacy. We've also got a full network client in there, so you can browse files and folders on other drives, other networks that you have access to. Much faster web browsing experience. We've been complimented a lot over the years on our intuitive browser interface, because there's no need to worry about going into any special forms mode to complete a form or a links list mode to find a link. And now we've really made that shine by giving you a better browser engine so that you're able to surf the web faster and with a lot more pages. And there are a number of other smaller fixes in there as well. So it's quite a significant release.
If someone is currently a Braille Note user, how do they get this release?
Well, if you have an SMA, a software maintenance agreement, and you have two counts remaining, then you're entitled to the release. One of the counts is used for the operating system upgrade. The other is used for the application suite. We're also proud of that stance as well, because often what happens is that a new version of a product comes out, let's say Norton Antivirus comes out, and if you have some sort of contract there, you know, if Windows XP is required, then you're going to have to go out and buy Windows XP before you're able to use that upgrade. Whereas with us, what we've said is you can use one of your SMA accounts for the operating system upgrade itself and the other for Keysoft. If you don't have an SMA, you can purchase it through any Humanware dealer. US $399 is the price if you're upgrading from version 5.1 to 6.1. And we will also be issuing a small fix in the next little while, very close now, in fact, which just addresses a issue with email that a very small number of customers were having. However, if you were having it, it was no small deal, and we've resolved that now thanks to some excellent beta testing work and development, and we'll be getting that out in the next little while. So probably by the time that most people hear this, all 6.1 shipments will actually be the 6.11 release, which has that very minor email correction.
Now, what about the PK? What's going on with the Braille Note PK?
Well, we're really pleased with how the Braille Note PK is doing for us. They're selling like hotcakes. It's a really popular product for us. It's got a really good processor in that device. It's an Xscale 400 processor. Recently, we've released in conjunction with Sendero Group Braille Note GPS for the Braille Note PK. That's at version 3.1. And that is a real breakthrough because the Braille Note PK is the smallest device on the market by a mile with an integrated Braille display. So if you, you know, it's so small you don't have to worry about wanting to detach anything because it's just so easy to get in a pocket or a purse. And with that smallness and the fast processor and the Bluetooth capability in the Braille Note PK, you've got a really attractive GPS solution because you can have your Braille Note PK in one pocket and perhaps the Bluetooth receiver in the other. There are no wires to worry about. And the GPS, the mapping of the routes and all that kind of stuff is huge. It's really fast. So people are loving this. We do have a software release coming out for the Braille Note PK shortly that implements quite a few of the email improvements that we've been working on for the rest of the Braille Note family. We are also solidifying the network connectivity and tidying up a couple of things such as how we work with Web Braille and a few things like that. So we've had the PK in the market for a wee while. We've had a bit of feedback from customers as to some kinks, and there always will be with a brand new product like this, and we'll be issuing a software fix that irons out many of those in the next week or two.
So lots to look forward to on both the Braille Note and the Braille Note PK front. Let me ask you this question. When one upgrades one's Braille Note to 6.1, I assume that that provides wireless capability to the Braille Note. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes, with a compatible wireless card.
Can I use the same card if I'm fortunate enough to be a PK and BN user? Can I use the same card?
You can if you're using the Ambicon card. If you're using the SanDisk card, which most of our PK users are using, this is the really cute little combo card that gives you a certain amount of compact flash storage. They now do 64, 128, and 256 versions, as well as a Wi-Fi card. If you're using that card, then unfortunately you can't use it on the Braille Note, other family members. We did our best to liaise with SanDisk and ask if they would compile a version of the driver for the particular platform on which the other members of the Braille Note family run, and we were unable to get them to do that. So at the moment, the SanDisk card is not supported by SanDisk on the MIPS platform, which the Braille Note the other members of the Braille Note family run on.
Okay. All right. But the Ambicon card is?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
When we're at CSUN, I was soliciting email from our listeners with questions that they might like me to ask various vendors. The one question that came through my inbox for me to ask of Humanware is, what is the status of the SDK for the Braille Note? Last year, we heard that the SDK would be released shortly, and a year later, as the listener said, we are still waiting.
Okay. Well, there are a couple of things. The there has been a lot of work put into products like the Braille Note PK and the wireless networking and things that we've put into the Braille Note family. So I accept that the SDK has kind of slipped down the agenda, and unfortunately it has over the years, and I'm really concerned about that myself, and we have to proceed. The SDK is really a means to an end. I mean, the end that we're talking about is opening the BrowNote platform so that third-party developers can, through whatever means, make applications available on the BrowNote. And the SDK is certainly one way of doing it and the most likely way. So what we intend to do in the near future, and by that I mean perhaps within the next couple of months, is go and solicit from the blind programming email lists and other forums where blind developers hang out, expressions of interest from a group of people who would like to enter into some dialogue with us about precisely what tools they need in order to really bring the BrowNote platform to life for them as developers. Because the term SDK is quite open-ended. You could do anything as simple as some kind of scripting front end to a browser, right through to kind of really low-level stuff that gives you access to our Braille and speech APIs. And we need to know what it is that developers need as a minimum to really go to town with the BrowNote platform. So that dialogue process is starting in the very near future. It's on our product roadmap, and I'm confident that those who do frequent those forums will see calls for expressions of interest from us in the very near future.
All right. That's great. Then those of you folks who hang out on those lists, keep an eye out for...
Yeah. I mean, I can't emphasize enough. It is a highly technical subject, and so it's not the kind of thing that most end users will be involved in. But there are certainly some really qualified and talented blind programmers out there, and we want to bring them into the loop because we want the BrowNote to develop into a kind of a community where people with the skills will be able to contribute to the development of the product and hopefully even make a bit of money as entrepreneurial blind developers, because we are the leader in this field at the moment. There are far more BrowNotes out there than any other product, and we'd like to give people the chance to develop for it.
I don't want to conclude this interview without touching on some of the new products that the merger with VisuAid will bring to the table for what is now the Humanware Group. So why don't we talk a little bit about things like the Maestro, the Professor?
Sure. Well, we're absolutely delighted about this. And before CSUN, some of the senior team of the new Humanware Group got together and started strategizing and really kind of, we're going through this process of cohesion at the moment and bringing our product lines together and looking at the synergies, and it's all really exciting. The Maestro is an exciting addition to the Humanware stable because it's a completely different kind of product from the BrowNote and serving a different market. Those people who want genuine PDA functionality in the same way that a sighted person does at a fairly low entry point in terms of price. And so you will always have less functionality than a full product like the BrowNote, but you'll still have good functionality. And so we're looking at making sure that there are appropriate synergies in our development teams between Maestro and what we're doing on the BrowNote where that's warranted. So Maestro is exciting. I think there's also a huge amount of crossover between our work with DAISY, and we're really proud to be involved with the consortium that's putting together the design of the NLS player that people in the United States will be using in the near future. So we're just delighted to be a part of such a significant project. And clearly one of the things that people will be seeing in the very near future is a Victor Reader on the BrailleNote. And you can be sure that as the leaders in DAISY playback technology, we'll deliver a really exciting DAISY solution on the BrowNote. So there's all kinds of good stuff happening.
Well, that's very exciting. And my last question, can you give us any other hints about what to look for? That's not the right answer.
Well, what I can tell you is that, I've been working away here in this role for about 18 or 20 months or so now, and we have a really exciting year because we've as I mentioned, I think last time at CSUN, we're going through the process of recruiting an increasing number of developers specifically on the BrowNote project. We did that And people sort of said, yeah, at the time, and maybe were a bit skeptical. But when you look at what we've achieved thanks to that expanded development team, we've given the market the most exciting PDA product ever, I think, in the Breono PK. I mean, people love this thing. I just love putting it in people's hands, and the reaction is almost invariably, wow. Yeah, people just don't believe this until they feel how small and sexy this product is. We've delivered a really significant upgrade in operating system in a product that people started to buy in 2000, and I think that's really important. When you invest in a product like this, you have to look at the philosophy of the company that you're investing in. And we've done our damnedest to make sure that even if you bought the product 5 years ago, if you kept investing in it, you can still have the latest in connectivity and functionality. And so with our new development team and quality assurance people on board, we've got even more bold and exciting stuff coming up in the very near future, and I think people are going to be really impressed with what we'll be doing in the Breono line over the next little while.
Well, we will all stay tuned then and keep our eyes and ears open.
Very good.
Jonathan Mosen, thank you so much for joining me here on ACB Radio.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for that, Marlena.